Good afternoon and welcome to our 81st annual meeting. Today, we are celebrating 81 years of success and great service to our members and community of Charter Oak Federal Credit Union. I am Brian Orenstein, President and Chief Executive Officer of Charter Oak Federal Credit Union. Thank you for joining us on this conference call. I hope all of you and your families are feeling well and staying safe. We look forward to the 2021 annual meeting to see you all again in person. Before we begin our meeting, I'll ask you to please stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Here is some information for this conference call. All participants will be muted during the call, except for when the chairman asks for motions or new business. At that time, we will open up your phones for responses. Please keep your phone muted until you would like to respond. We thank you for attending under these circumstances, and we thank you for your membership. At this time, I would like to present our official family to you. Our chairman of the board is Guy Henry. Our vice chairman is Brandy Gregg. Our treasurer of the board is Paul McGlinchey. Our secretary of the board is Paul Filippetti. We have three other board members, Mr. Wayne Burgess, Ms. Annette Janovic, and Mr. Brad Heil. We have a supervisory committee consisting of three people. Our chairman is Joyce Gresh. The other two members of the supervisory committee are Mr. Gary Brochu and Ms. Rita Pravatis. Our senior staff consists of myself, as well as John Dolan, Senior Vice President, Chief Lending Officer, Lori Cormier, Senior Vice President, Chief Human Resources and Marketing Officer, Brad Sullivan, Senior Vice President, Chief Financial Officer, Gene McCullough, Senior Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, Joseph Childress, Senior Vice President, Chief Information Officer, and Sunday Franklin, Senior Vice President and Chief Retail Officer. Now it is time for the formalities. I would like to reintroduce Mr. Guy Henry, Chairman, and turn the program over to him. Guy?
Thank you, Brian. As Brian said, I am Guy Henry, and I serve as the Chairman of Charter Oak's Board of Directors. I would like to welcome you to our 81st annual meeting and officially call this meeting to order. I would like to ask Paul Filippetti, Secretary, to determine a quorum. Paul?
Mr. Chairman, since more than 15 members have joined our meeting, and a quorum consists of 15 members, I declare a quorum present.
Thank you, Paul. Now I'd like to ask Paul to read the minutes of the 2019 annual meeting. Paul?
Thank you, Guy. Copies of the meetings of the 80th annual meeting have been emailed to each member who requested the call-in instructions for this meeting. If anyone is interested in viewing our annual report, it is available on our website, charteroak.org.
May I have a motion from the floor to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the 80th annual meeting minutes.
Is there a second?
There's a second.
A motion has been made and seconded to approve the minutes. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, the minutes are accepted. I would like to call on Paul McGlinchey for the Treasurer's Report. Paul?
Thank you. I'm pleased to report that 2019 was another great year for Charter Oak. Our financial performance was strong, with increases in our assets, deposits, and loans. Let me take a moment to review our financial success. Our total assets reached another new milestone, growing to $1.18 billion, up 5.2% from 2018. And our lending portfolio continued to grow, gaining 2.4% in 2019 to $902 million. Our deposits showed impressive growth, up 7.1% in 2019 to $936 million. And at year's end, our net worth ratio stood at a very healthy 9.89%, a key indicator of Charter Oak's superior financial strength. As your treasurer, I can report to all of you that Charter Oak is strong, safe, and secure. In fact, all of these impressive numbers indicate that Charter Oak is one of the safest and strongest financial institutions in the country. Thank you all for being members of Charter Oak. Loyalty and faith allow this credit union to grow and succeed, and all of us want you to know how much we appreciate and value your membership in Charter Oak. Now let me turn the meeting back to Guy.
Thank you, Paul. May I have a motion from the floor to accept the treasurer's report?
I'll make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Is there a second?
Second.
A motion has been made and seconded to accept the treasurer's report. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The treasurer's report is accepted. At this time, I would like to ask Joyce Gresh to present the supervisory committee report.
Thank you, Guy. The supervisory committee is made up of three people, Gary Brochu, Rita Provatus, and myself. This year, the supervisory committee engaged the certified public accounting firm of Doran Mayhew to conduct an opinion audit of the credit union's financial statements. I am happy to report that upon completion of their audit, there were no significant reportable findings to bring before the board of directors. A summary of the final audited financial report is included in our annual report, which is available on our website, charteroak.org.
Thank you, Joyce. Do I have a motion to accept the supervisory committee report?
I'll make a motion to accept the supervisory committee report.
Is there a second?
Second.
A motion has been made and seconded to accept the supervisory committee report. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The supervisory committee's report is accepted. Is there any unfinished business that needs to come before the membership? Hearing none, let's move on to new business. Is there any new business that needs to come before the membership? Hearing none, I will now ask Paul McGlinchey to present the nominating committee report.
Thank you, Guy. The nominating committee met on November 16th, 2019. It was the unanimous decision of the committee to propose the elections of Barbara Gregg and Paul Filippetti to fill three-year terms on the board of directors. It is with great pride that I nominate Barbara Gregg and Paul Filippetti to three-year terms on our board of directors.
Thank you, Paul. Do I have a motion to accept the nominating committee report?
I'll make a motion to accept the nominating committee report.
Is there a second?
Second.
A motion has been made and seconded to accept the nominating committee report. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The nominating committee report is accepted. Since there is only one member nominated for each position to be filled, I declare each nominee elected by general consent. Mr. Orenstein, please continue with the remainder of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank all of you for participating this afternoon in our virtual annual meeting. Despite this COVID-19 pandemic, I am pleased that Charter Oak can continue our proud tradition of annual meetings. I want to also thank you for your patience, loyalty, and trust over the past several months as we instituted numerous safe banking practices to protect all of you and all of our employees. I'm proud to note that despite this worldwide health crisis and its devastating impact, your credit union has remained fully operational. In early spring, when we took the prudent measure of temporarily closing our lobbies, we continued to serve all of your banking needs through our drive-up lanes, full-service contact center, e-banking products, and our ATMs. And on June 8th, when we reopened our branch lobbies, the first financial institution in this region to do so, we had extensive measures in place to keep everyone safe, including separate enter and exit doorways, clearly marked directional signage and arrows, social distancing markers, multiple hand sanitizing stations, the cleaning of services throughout the day, the requiring face coverings for members and employees with extra face coverings if a member needed one, and protective plexiglass shields for our teller stations, member service rep, and manager offices. These are just some of the many measures that we've instituted in our branches and for our employees that are designed with one overriding goal: to keep everyone safe and healthy. I owe special thanks to our employees who throughout this crisis have done their jobs each day to make sure we take care of all of our members. That's just one more reason why we like to say members do bank better at Charter Oak. And I want you to know that not only is Charter Oak physically safe, it is financially safe, strong, and very secure. And we have ample resources to weather this crisis in a strong and safe manner. As Paul McGlinchey mentioned, Charter Oak had a great year in 2019. This growth that Paul mentioned reflects the successful financial course that we followed in 2019 and continue to follow this year to ensure that Charter Oak remains the most trusted and safe financial institution in Eastern Connecticut. Let me highlight just a few of our significant milestones from 2019, including our proud distinction as Eastern Connecticut's number one residential mortgage lender for the 10th consecutive year. Since 2010, Charter Oak has financed over $1.2 billion in mortgages. That's nearly 10,000 mortgages that we've provided to make dreams come true for countless homeowners in New London and Windham counties. During 2019, our Gold Rewards bonus payout was our largest ever. And since we began Gold Rewards, we've paid out over $4 million in rewards. You won't find any local bank giving you a $100 annual bonus. That was true when we started Gold Rewards in 2010, and it is still true today. We also reached a new record in our community giving during 2019, which topped $530,000. Since we began our expanded community giving efforts in 2009, we've donated over $3 million to hundreds of charities and nonprofits in Eastern Connecticut. It's obvious that 2019 was indeed a great year. While the COVID-19 crisis certainly has impacted our operations, we remain confident in our progress this year with new projects already underway, including a completely new online banking product that we'll unveil in early 2021. So stay tuned. I know you will be very impressed. None of these achievements, however, would be possible without the dedication and great work of our employees and the dedication, loyalty, and confidence of all of you, our valued members. Each day, you put your trust and your savings into Charter Oak, and we want you to know that we are grateful for your continuing vote of confidence. So as we now conclude our 81st annual meeting, I want to thank you for participating virtually. We would have preferred to see you in person, and I look forward to next year when we celebrate with an in-person annual meeting. On behalf of our board of directors, supervisory committee, senior staff, and employees, I wish each of you continued good health and continued safety in the days ahead. Thank you, and have a good afternoon. Mr. Henry, please adjourn the meeting.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to adjourn the meeting. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Thank you all for attending, and have a nice afternoon.